Yes, brothers and sisters. Billy Bob Blessed here at the wee small kirk in the cleavage, wanting to start off this Sunday morning like I start off every Sunday morning, by reading the Holy Bible. Join me, won't you? Just run and fetch that Bible of yours. Oh, I know you have a Bible, and you may wonder how I just happen to know that. I have a list. I know that one of my evangelizing apostles came to your door within the last 18 months to help us finance Billy Bob Blessed's Be with Jesus Now crusade. You were asked by us to buy a $2 Bible. Not much to ask, little two-buck Bible, and we needed that money. But you, or a representative of your household, said, "No, thank you. We already have a Bible." You were tight-fisted. You and every other home we visited, all of you, already had Bibles. When knocked and it was opened, we asked, but we were answered, "No, thank you. I already have a Bible." Run and fetch that Bible now, will you, brothers and sisters? That Bible led to the destruction of Billy Bob Blessed's Be with Jesus Now crusade and the ruination of my ministry. I lost my ancestral home built by my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather Evidence. I lost everything, and all because you wouldn't part with those $2. And for that, I want to thank you, brothers and sisters. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart because you forced old Billy Bob to face the truth, to be reduced to nothing so I might start back at the beginning. And that's where I want to start with you today, the beginning. And I don't mean in the beginning or whatever your version of Genesis 1:1 says. I want you to look at the cover of that book. Do you see the words Holy Bible? Look at them. Think for a moment upon what that conveys. Holy Bible. This Holy Bible is the word of our Lord. This Holy Bible is the Holy Scripture. This Holy Bible is the Holy Writ of our culture so much as we have one. This Holy Bible is an important book, brothers and sisters. Gospel, I'd swear to it on a stack of these. Do that now. Lay your hand upon the cover of that book and swear that you will look within with honest eyes. Amen. Open that cover, and what do you see? An attractive end paper, perhaps? Perhaps just a blank page. Keep turning those pages, brothers and sisters, and look to the left-hand page. There, before we're in the beginning of the book, look to that left-hand page, and do you see anything there? Look with care at any little printing you might observe. Look carefully, and do you see the word copyright? Copyright? And whose name is written behind this word copyright? Is it perhaps Jesus? Jehovah, Yahweh, Eloheinu, or is it someone else? I have here a Holy Bible. At least it says Holy Bible. It has that printed right on it. And the name after the word copyright, which is printed right in it, is the National Council of Churches. That is not a church. That is not Jesus. That is not a ministry. That is not even a human being, brothers and sisters. That is a corporation. Read on. All rights reserved. No part of this book may be reproduced or transmitted in any form by any means, electronic, mechanical, including photocopying, recording, by any information retrieval and storage system without permission in writing from the publisher. Now, I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but I don't know of a single preacher who doesn't stand up on Sunday morning and preach the Word of God to his or her congregation without the assistance of a microphone and a plausible PA system. That is transmitting. But with or without technical augmentation, when the Holy Spirit comes down to preach the Word of God, has that good soul committed a crime? As I say these words to you, brothers and sisters, I waited patiently on the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and heard also my cry. He brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of a miry clay. It's the 40th Psalm, folks. He set me on a solid rock. He established my goings. He put a new song in my mouth. Many will hear it and fear. Do you hear me now, brothers and sisters? Do you fear that I am breaking the law by saying these words to you now? Are you by saying them to your children? We'll be right back to tell you the answer is yes. Yes. Yes, brothers and sisters. The answer is yes. We'll be back.